Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Vav. Makas Daf Vav, as we continue our discussions of Eidim Zomamin, as we get towards the end of the first parak here in Maseches Makas. First parak is all about Eidim Zomamin. So one of the major discussions of Eidim Zomamin, as we said, as we saw yesterday, is Hargu Ein Neharagin. Once the defendants are put to death, then the Eidim themselves are not killed. Also called Kasher Zamam, V'lo Kasher Asa. So the question is there a svara for that halacha, or is that something we just have to accept and deal with as a gzeiras hakasef? So the Ramban starts the ball rolling. The Ramban in Yutes in Dvarim, in Parshas Shoftim, he quotes the din, and then he quotes first, Ki mishpat edim zomamin b'gzeiras hashalat. He says, first of all, ultimately it's gzeiras hakasef. Shem shnayim u'shnayim. It's two and two. The whole thing is gzeiras hakasef, like we said yesterday, not just kasher zamam lo kasher asa, but the fact that we believe the second over the first, that's gzeiras hakasef. But what about this specific din? So after saying gzeiras hakasef, he gives a svara. Avalam nera gruvein nachshov shehu emes kol asher heidu alav harishonim. If he is ultimately killed, says the Ramban, this is what other Mefarshim say as well, it must be that he was chayiv misa anyway. Okay, for something else, even if not for this. Ki hu ba'avono meis, v'ilu hayat tzadik lo ya'azvenu Hashem b'yadam. Hashem would not have let him get killed if he wasn't chayiv misa. K'mo sh'amar ha'kasav Hashem lo ya'azvenu b'yado, lo yeshienu b'hishavteu. Number one, Hashem wouldn't have let him be killed, therefore he must have been chayiv misa. And number two, the Ramban adds, Shelo yitin Hashem hashoftim hatzadikim haomdim lafanav l'shpoch tam naki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this hashras hashchina in a bezdin, and it's impossible that Hashem would have let the tzadikim, these chachamim, violate such a terrible avera, to be misayeya in causing the death of an innocent person. V'nei calls them maila gadola v'shofte Yisrael v'avtacha shekadosh baruch hu maskim al yadim, etc. So that is the Ramban, Yutes, and Dvarim. What is the reason? He gives two ideas. Number one, the person must have been chay misa anyway, that's why they're not put to death. And number two, Bezdim, Hashem would not have let it happen. That is number one, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch adds as well. Number one. Number two, A second idea is mentioned we've always mentioned it from the Kesef Mishnah in Eidus, Ilchot Eidus, but last week I saw that it's also the Meiri. The Meiri, the first Parak HaMakas. The Meiri says the same thing as the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah didn't have a Meiri, so that's why he doesn't quote the Meiri. But the Kesef Mishnah, the Meiri writes in Makas Daf Gimel, he gives two svaras. Number one is one the Kesef Mishnah adds, and that is that we don't fulfill kasher zamam, v'kashukin kasher asa, because if the guy was actually put to death, then gadol avono min so. This sin that these Eidim caused, using the judicial system to kill people, says that's terrible. And therefore, Mies is probably not even going to help. And therefore, we don't give him a kapara, just like we said from the smag about the din of molech. The halacha is in Sanhedrin of Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, that if somebody gives some of their kids to Molech, to the Avodah Zarah, then they're Chayav Misa. All their kids to Molech, then they're Pater. All the kids to Molech, Pater. Says a smag, isn't it a kol shekein otherwise? No, the answer is if you give all your kids to Molech, then you're beyond. You're beyond punishment to this world that can give you a kapara. So too says the Kesef Mishnah uses that smag as a mashal for Edom Zom. And the Meiri just says it. The Meiri just says that Einam Re'uyim LaKapara. That's what he says in Makas Dav Gimel. That is a second idea. So we have the Ramban and the Meiri. Then the Meiri continues with another idea, which is also said by the Pnei Yeshua, who also didn't have a Meiri. He says, imagine what would happen if the Eidim Azimin come to court after Bezdin already killed the guy. So Bezdin would say, you're right, we messed up, we made a mistake, now we have to kill the witnesses. That would be a terrible disgrace to Bezdin. That would be a terrible... How would people look at Bezdin? Every time Bezdin functions from then on, people would say, you know what, maybe Bezdin's wrong. Maybe Bezdin is going to have to take it back in a month. So you need this for it's Zilusa de Medina. It's you can't have a judicial system where every time something happens, they're going to be able to change. Nira li, she'ena tam elamishim Zilusa de Medina. Shalo yisparseim, she'ehe michshol ze, yotzi mitachas yadam, lio ze ne'arag b'shakras. Vashomim svurim sheze irulahem b'miyut chakir v'drishit. It's the Bezdin's fault. V'av heim machatetim achareim b'tzadim achareim l'gvos b'hem eschovam.
That one's a little harder because doesn't
the Eidim Zomen have to happen after the Psak Din? Eidim Zomen has to happen after the Psak Din before the punishment is meted out.
They
So if it's if it's after the Pesach Din, but Bezin didn't really do anything yet. So after the Pesach Din, oh, they were saved in time. Right? There was new evidence. There was new evidence that nobody ever knew about before. There were new witnesses that came. But again, says the Meiri those two ideas. So you have the Ramban, yeah. So Choshi Sinus of Edina is only after it was carried out, not after Gemar Din. That's what he said.
Why
do we even accept the Edim Azimin? I mean, we don't know what. I mean, something is accepted, as we'll see. Do they become puzzle? They might become puzzle edus. Like, well, we won't accept it enough to punish, but we'll accept it to be puzzle edus. So the Ben Chaschinuch says, I was going to mention this in a minute, but I'll mention it now because you asked. The Ben Chaschinuch says, every time we apply the principle of kasher zamav lo kasher asa, we give them malchus. Doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. That's the Ben Chaschinuch's chiddush that just like in the cases that we had in the Mishnah Daf Beis, where you can't give them galus, you can't give them ben geru, you can't make them into ben gerusha ben chalutza. But says the Ben Chaschinuch, in my view, I think that you're going to give them malchus. Tav kuf chaf dalet. That is what he says. Hachanami d'lo shayach din azama because of kaizom l'kasher asa l'fi zeh af b'chayvi mises. If they come and testify that Reuben killed Shimon and Reuben's already put to death, and then Edim Aziman come, then the Edim get Malkus. Where does it say that in the Gemara? It doesn't. The Ben Chaschinuch thinks, though, that this is just like the case of Ben Gerusha and Malkus. Ben Gerusha and Galus, and therefore they would get Malkus. The calls at Sarachian. He says at Sarachian, Uke'es einani ma'ayin me'in yonim ha'elu, ki hu arichos gedola u'basi rak la'orer. I'm not in the sugya right now, says the Ben Chaschinuch, when he's writing that. Therefore I can't delve into it more. He's not into the sugya. He writes in some places that he spends 3 weeks on Akasha. So he's not into the sugya is halavai. We should be in the sugya as much as he's not into the sugya. That's what he says. But that's his suggestion in Tavkuf Chav Dalet. And finally, remember the last idea that we mentioned from the related to Kasher Zamav Lo Kasher Asa is the Maharal that we mentioned a couple of days ago. The Maharal who says, what's the svar for Kasher Zamav Lo Kasher Asa? Edim Zomim is all about being mechayev their zama, zemima, which is their thought process, their ratzon. As long as it remains a machshava, so that's when the whole concept of Edim Zomim applies, kasher zamam. But once we say that it has turned into a maisa, once it's turned into a maisa, and though it's no longer a machshava, give us some chizik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us some chizik. Then we say that it is no longer the din of Kasher Zamav Lo Kasher Asa, and that's what he even explains about Haman. Haman was chashav lasos to the Yehudim, and that's exactly what the punishment that Haman got. It was based on his machshava. So again, we have the Ramban, we have the Kesef Mishnah, we have the 2 points of the Meiri, one of them being the Kesef Mishnah's, and then we have the Gur Aryeh. Fine. Now let's continue the Gemara. Tanya. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavoy, about 5 lines from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ere ben Nechama, I should see the Nechama, I should see the comfort, the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. We mentioned in the past from Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky and Parshas Bo, that even during Bayesheni, they realized that it wasn't a full Geula. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says on our Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yehuda ben Tavoy lived during Bayesheni. So how could it be that he's saying, Ere ben Achama, I should be consoled? So the answer is that even during the time of Bayesheni, they were missing the 5 things that the Gemara in Yuma tells us. They were missing the Eish and the Shechina and the Aron. So they knew it wasn't a full bias. So he said that he should be Zocha to the Achama. But it's a lashon of woe is me. That's Ere ben Achama. So Ere ben Achama, im lo harati eid zomeim, I killed an eid zomeim improperly. Lahotzi mi liban shel stukim, to take it out of the hearts of the stukim. Shehayu omrim, as we learned in the Mishnah, the stukim say, ein ho eidim zomeim neheragin ashi hariganidon. The eidim zomeim say, the stukim say, kasher asav lo kasher zamam. They say the opposite. They say he has to be killed in order for the witnesses to be killed. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavoy was very upset because he killed an eid zomeim improperly. He killed an eid zomeim, they said, Ashiyere Ganidon. And he killed him improperly. How did he kill him improperly? What did he do wrong? So Rashi explains, Shelo huzam ela echan mehem. Only one of them was huzam. And we know only two you need for the Edim Zomim to get both to get punished. You have to be mazir both of them. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's finish first.
He purposely
yes, he purposely killed. to be motzi miliban shel atzdukim. So we'll get back to that in a second. Let's finish first. Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach, Era ben Achame lo shafak ledam naki. Right, you did. You killed an innocent person. Shari amru chachamim, eino edim zomen neherag, and ashi yezumu shneihem. You got to be mazim both of them. V'ein lokan ashi yezumu shneihem. See, it was terrible. Right, he killed an zomen, you know, only after one of them. Even only after one of them was found to be a zomim, so he killed him. So it was a tragedy. So miyad kibel alav Rabbi Yehuda bet Tabai she'ena more hara'a elafei Shimon ben Shetach. He promised, he accepted by itself, never to be more hara'a, never to paskin except in front of Shimon ben Shetach, who pointed out his mistake. V'kol yomav Rabbi Yehuda bet Tabai haya mishtadich al kibel shaloso ha'ed. For the rest of his life, he went to the cemetery and he asked Mechila from this aid that he killed. Vayakolo nishba. It wasn't that this aid was such a great tzaddik. He was also to be proven in Ezomim, but he just shouldn't have killed him because it wasn't that both of them weren't proven. Vayakolo nishba. They always heard a screaming from the cemetery. Vikisvurin ha'am lomar kolo shel haruv. They thought it was the call of the one who was killed. Amar koli shalihu. No, it's my call. Teidu, and I'll prove it to you. Lamachar hu meis. In Kolonishma, Lamachar, in the future, when this person, meaning I, when I die, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, you're not going to hear it anymore. Amar le Ravacha, Brei Derava le Ravashi, Dilma Bedina, Kam Bahadei, Inami Pusi Paisei. Ravacha just says, it still wasn't such a raya, because maybe it was the Harug that was so upset that he was killed, until Yehuda was taken up to Shemayim, and he got his just, in the Olam Emes. So therefore, there might not have been a full raya that they would have seen. 2 points on this story. Number one, Tosis and Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin asks, we know there's a principle that even the animals of the tzaddikim don't have a takala that comes al yadam. He put somebody to death, this is Rebbe Yehuda Betaboy. It's one of the great Tanaim. How can we say that he put somebody to death? So first of all, Tosis says, that principle, everybody has Bechira Hashas, that principle only applies to Divrei Achila. Whenever you find in Shas that the principle of tzaddikim never have takala brought al yadam, or even the animals, it applies to food. Usser food. Tray food. Because that's the tamtem halev, that really affects our neshama in an extreme way, and that's where you have the principle applied to this concept. That's what Tosfos asks from our Gemara, and the Tosfos Yesh Lomar, Lo Shayach Lakshuyi Rak Abi Divrei Achila, De Genayu Letzadik De Ochel Dvar Isser, Aval Dvar Heter, B'Shas Isser Lo Parech, and other things are not a problem, other Averis. Because you find Averis done by some tzaddikim. But let's think about this for a second. He says, Oyvei, I killed an Eitz Omeim. He said that even before Shimon ben Shetach said anything to him. So Iman of Shach, did he know he was doing something wrong? And he just did it, Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim? So he did it with a good Kavana. So what was the problem? He did Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim. And if he didn't, if he thought he knew it was wrong, and if he didn't know it was wrong, what was he saying? He only did it, Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim. He thought that was the Halacha. So Iman of Shach, what's the lashon that he said, I did this, Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim, and he felt bad about it? How do you have that, what exactly, where's Kavanas? So say, so just Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Did he know it was wrong or did he not know it was wrong? If he knew it was wrong, so then why did he feel bad? Because he did it, Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim. If he didn't know it was wrong, what do you mean he was doing Gedafka Lahotzi Miliban? So says the Aruch Laner, says the Aruch Laner, that really it must be, based on the Ritva, it must be that he knew that this aid was Chayiv Misa for a different Aveir also. He was Mechal Shabbos. He was Mechal Shabbos. Edom came that he was Mechal Shabbos. But Im Kain, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai Yochol Adunu Al Zeh, he could have been Danim on the Chil Shabbos and put him to death. Aval, he chose to put him to death and do the case of Edom Zomin, Lohotzi Mili Mishal Stukim. We know Edom Zomin is Nishachraza, you announce it, so he chose that. But he only did it by an aid. One aid was Huzam. Sefer wasn't the real halacha. But he said to himself, you know what? I could put him to death for the Chil Shabbos also. But I'm choosing to do this. Well, the Hosei Vilei Mishal Stukim came along Shimon and Shetach said no. But he didn't have a Gemara Din for Chil Shabbos. So you don't know for sure if it would have turned out that way. Maybe the Edom would have been messed up. Maybe something would have occurred. Maybe other Vihitzilu Ha'eda elements. So you shouldn't have done it. So he knew he was doing something wrong, but he thought he was doing the right thing. Lahotzi Miliban Shal Stukim. Kamash Balan, he shouldn't have done it. You have to take every case at each time. You can't jump the gun and put somebody to death before you remind them both of them, and before you have a Gemar Din for Shabbos. But that's how there's the Metzias wise, what the case might be in terms of what exactly happened here. Okay, so let us continue now with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Alpishnayim Eidim or Shlosha Eidim Yumas Ames. Pasuk says, by the mouth of two or three Eidim, you put the man to death. So if two are enough, so what about, why does the Torah say three? Ela lahakish shnayim l'shlosha. Right? You want to compare two to three. Ma shlosha mazim en es ha-shnayim. Just like three can be maz of two. Afashnayim mazim was a gimel. Once you have two witnesses, that could be a kot, that could be a group, and each one could function independently. How do you know even 100? Like we had in the previous Mishnah, two could be mazim 100. Tamalom or Eidim. Eidim, because it says the word Eidim. Reb Shimon Omer as follows. This is the 2 to 3. Mashnaim ein haraganat shiyu shneim ozomimin. Just like two. Well, the halacha we just said. Aren't killed until they're both zomimin. Avshlosh ein haraganat shiyu shlosh and zomimin. So two. Three. Three aren't killed until three are zomimin. Uminan afilu meyotam alomar eidim. Okay, that's the halacha. Until you're mazim both of them, they're not eidim zomim. Maybe they become, some Rishonim say they become pasul. They're pasul eidis right away, but they don't get the punishment until you mazim both of them. Rabbi Akiva Omer. The third one is coming to be machmir. To say he gets the same din as these. Discussion, is Rabbi Akiva adding or arguing? Let's assume now he's adding. V'yim kain, ana shakasa v'nitfala ovri aveira ka ovri aveira. If the Torah punishes somebody who just is with people who do an aveira, as if they did the aveira, alachas kaba v'kama, yishayim schar l'nitfala lo se mitzvah ko se mitzvah. Surely if you're just with people who do mitzvahs, so then you'll get credit also. Because as we know, Meruba, Mida Tova, Mimida Ra, Mimida Puranus. What exactly does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says the third one is, you're coming to be Machmer in the third one? So Rashi says, the Pshat of the Mishnah is, that even though the third guy could say, hey, you didn't need me, why should I get punished? You could have testified without me. So they take me away from here. Why am I going to get Kasher Zamam? You didn't even need me to do the halacha. The answer is no, it doesn't matter. Once you come as part of the group, as part of the kat, so then you get the punishment. That is what Rashi says. But we alluded to the other shita a few days ago. That's the shita of the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius quoted here in the Nemuki Yosef on that base in Makkos, an amazing shita. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? If two of them are proven zomamin, then all three get the punishment. That's what Rabbi Akiva means. He's arguing on the previous shita. Once you're a kat, then, and two of you are proven to be zomamin, then you all get the punishment for Eidim zomamin. You can't say, I wasn't even proven to be zomamin. That's the chiddush. And that's one of the biggest rayas that Rabbi Chaim brings, that an Eid zomamin is not punished for his action, because he didn't become an Eid zomamin here. He didn't do a maisa that proved him to be an Eid zomamin. But the chiddush is, once you have the status of an Eid zomamin, you get the punishment. That's it, and here you got the status. Once two of you became an Eizomim, then you all get the status and you get the punishment. Again, that is a huge chiddush. Just to mention a Rambam, and that is, there's a lot of discussion about this Rambam, but just to mention the Rambam, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, all the Mepharshim talk about it, or the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz. The Rambam quotes, actually, you know what, we'll wait to do the beginning of the Gemara, and then we'll do the Rambam. Says the Mishnah, finishing up. Umashnayim nitsa echad mehem, second to last line. Umashnayim nitsa echad mehem karvo pasal yedusa betela. And just like by two, if one of them is found to be a relative, a karvo or a pasal, you throw them all out. Avshlosha nitsa echad mehem karvo pasal yedusa betela. So too, three. So to three people, one ruins the whole group. Uminayna filu meya, how do you know, even 100? Tamalom or Eidim. That's the rule. Nitsa echad karvo pasal, you throw out the whole group. Amar of Yossi. Reb Yossi, that applies to witnesses. That applies to Eidim. Amar Reb Yossi, we had this back in the beginning of Sanhedrin, if you remember it. Amar Reb Yossi, Bamed Var Mamurim, when do we say there's a principle of Nimsa Echad Krov Apostle? And we throw out the whole group, B'dinei Nefashis, because of Dinei Nefashis. Why? Rashi says, because the principle of V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Nimsa Echad is a function of V'hitzilu Ha'eda. You always try to save people. So to hear, you try to save them. Tosuk is another pshat. Avo b'dini mamen is, but by dini mamen is, says Rabbi Yehosi, tiskayim o'edis b'shar. Rabbi Yehosi says the principle of nipsa echad only applies to the fashas. But by mamen is, You throw that aid out, but the other witnesses can stand on their own. Tosas gives a little more fundamental chilek. And other achronim expanded that, but maybe by mamonis and afashas, no, not just hitzilu aida, but by mamonis they're more independent. Each one by mamonis, after all, could accomplish something, says Tosfos. If I only brought one aid, he can make you swear. So you see, each aid is more independent. By nefashas, one aid does nothing. So therefore, says Reb Yossi, you only apply nimsa echad by dini nefashas. But by dini mamonis, the aid stands on its own. Rabbi Omer, echad dini mamonis v'echad dini nefashas. Rabbi says, no, nefashas and mamonis, it applies too. The aid is batel. Ve'emasai, but when... The question is Rebbe talking, or now this is everyone? Let's assume it's Rebbe. The Amos type of Rebbe is this halacha. When do we say that one karvo nipsach and karvo apostle knocks out the whole group? Bismancha hisru bahen. That's only if those edim gave the hasra. That's what makes them considered part of the group. Aval bismancha lo hisru bahen. If they didn't give the hasra, mayasu shneyachin shero be'echad shaharagas hanefesh. What would two brothers do that saw a murder? Two brothers saw, you say, 20 people saw a murder, and there happened to be two brothers. You're going to say, you throw them all out? That can't be. So Rebbe says, as long as they didn't give the hasra'ah, so then it's okay. Then they're not called Edom yet. This line of Rebbe has to do with the big sugya, not discussed so much here in the Rishonim, but elsewhere, in Sanhedrin and Baba Basra. When does the status of an aid start? When does somebody get their status of a witness? So you could say, let's start from the beginning until the end. Maybe when they witness it. Maybe when they give the hasra when they witness it. Maybe when they all come to court together. Maybe when they come to court and say, I came to be an aide. Those are four different options. Because even after they come to court, they can say, hey, I came just to watch out and see what's going on. I came to be a spectator. So there are at least four times that you can talk about. When you witness it, and when you gave the hasra'ah, and when you come to court, and when you come to court and say, I'm coming to do this. I'm coming to be a witness. If you look at the Rishonim, you find those formulations, almost all of them, in the different Rishonim. The Ritva, just to mention one of them, because we discussed this elsewhere also, the Ritva says, a chilek. The Ritva says, maybe there's a difference between Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Birur. Is it Edom that are there to witness something, and without those witnesses, the action is considered not to have taken place, like a marriage? A marriage, if two people get married without witnesses, it's nothing. It didn't take place. Those are called Edei Kiyum. Edei Birur are witnesses there just to testify afterwards if you want to be Mavara what happened, like a Dini Mamanis. So says the Ritva, Edei Kiyum, they become witnesses at the moment they witness, because that's the whole point of what they're doing. Eidei Birur become witnesses when they come to court. And that's the Ritva, that's the source of the concept of Yichud Eidim by a marriage. The Ritva quotes a Chumrah, that that's why the Chassid at a wedding has to say, you're my witnesses. Why? Because at the moment of a wedding, says the Ritva, that's Eidei Kiyum, they become witnesses at the moment they witness it. So under the Chuppah, you have parents, you have relatives, you're going to say Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, Nidusa Batela. So that's why you need Yichud Eidim to exclude everybody else. That's the Chumrah of the Ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, v'hu she'eidu kulam b'to kedei dibor. When do we say that they're all considered one kat? That's only if they testified within a few seconds of each other. Toch kedei dibor. Within the amount of time, it says to say something very short. Amar le'ravachem yidifti l'ravina, michdi. Toch kedei dibor hechidami. What exactly is that amount of time? Kedei she'elas tabel l'rav. Enough time to say hello to your Rebbe. Meya, so Meya Tuva Shelas Tamed Larav. Meya Tuva Have. So where says 1 second? 100 witnesses? They can't say their testimony within the amount of time it says to say, Hi Rebbe. Amale, Kochad Vachad, Betoka de Dibur Shokhavero. It means Toka de Dibur within the previous person. As long as each one is within Toka de Dibur of the previous person, that they're all mitztaref to each other. Again, a huge topic, maybe we'll have a shiur on it one day, and that is how to look at Toka de Dibur. The simple interpretation of Toka de Dibur is what's called Schus Chazara. The Torah gives you ability to go retract your statements. Whenever I do something, whenever I do a mitzvah, whenever I do an action, whenever I do a kinyan, I'm allowed to retract Toka de Dibur. That approach works very nicely with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Ran, in the Dharma, Daf Pei Zayin, quoted in Tosfos elsewhere. Whenever Toka de Dibur comes up, he's quoted, just not here. Whenever Toka de Dibur comes up, Rabbeinu Tam says Toka de Dibur is a Takana Durabanan. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Midoraisa, finished. It's fit. You did something. I said a bracha, I'm finished. Tok de Dibur, right, Friday night. I say ata chonin, so once I say chonin, I have to finish the bracha. But let's say I said, you know, I said a wrong, let's say a svira. I counted the wrong night. And then I change right away, right within Tok de Dibur. So it's okay. Whenever you do anything, Tok de Dibur. If I remember Yalav Yavo, Tok de Dibur, you know, without saying Hashem's name. Whatever it is, sechzenei neinu, I remember. So you let it go back. Right, Yalav Yavo, or any other halakha of Tokhtei Dibur. Says Rabbi Tam, it's a takana de Rabbanan. Midor Raisa, you can't go back. Midor Rabbanan, you can, because what happens if your Rebbe walks by? You're going to have to say hello. What if you're in the store, and you're buying something, and you see somebody, and you want to say hello to them? You're going to say you can't retract the Kenyan? No, Rabbi Tam said it's all a Dindra Rabbanan. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a Daraisa. It's Daraisa of Umdana, that people assume that they have a certain amount of time. So, Schus Chazar is one approach. It fits very nicely to Rabbi Tam. But the other approach that's suggested by the Achronim, the Divri Yecheskel and others, is that, how do you measure time in Halacha? Is time measured in seconds? Or maybe time is measured in larger increments? Time is measured in Tokhtei Dibur increments. And as long as it's still that amount of time, so that's what I look at time. What's the biggest riot to this? The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara there uses Tokhtei Dibur not about a mitzvah, but about what? Remember the case? If somebody hears Rachmana Litzlan that their relative was Nifter. So they tear Kriya. And then a few seconds later they find out that the relative really had died after they did Kriya. But within Tokhtei Dibur of when they did Kriya. So the Gemara says, okay, it's good enough. As long as they did Kriya, Tokhtei Dibur, even though they did Kriya beforehand, it's good enough. How can you say that? Schus Chazara is not shy to talk about Schus Chazara in that context. The guy died after he did Kriya. Oh, you're Yotzi Yimitzvah of Kriya. Therefore, the answer is that shows maybe time is measured in increments, in larger increments. That's the biggest raya to that approach. Okay, continue. Gemara. Says the Gemara two dots. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Bar Shlishi V'chulu, Umashnayim V'chulu. Amalei Rav Pavli Abaya, Elameata, if you're going to tell me anybody there. Right, according to the opinion, Rashi says, the question is on the opinion that didn't say the last line of the Mishnah. If you say a person is a witness, right when they see it, even without giving the Hasra, meaning against Rabbi, Elameata Harigatso, so then the one who was killed should save. The one who was killed is a Baal Davar. Rashi says he's related to himself. Karov Eitzel Atzmo. He's a Karov to one of the parties. So the one who was killed should mess up all the witnesses. He's part of the group. After all, according to the first opinions of the Mishnah, you're an aid right when you witness. So the one who was killed saw exactly what happened. So therefore, he should save. He should ruin the testimony of the whole group. Says the Gemara, at this point, you're right. Kishahargu Me'achorav. Okay, maybe he killed him from behind. According to this Havamina so far, if you ever kill him from in front, the guy will never be killed. Unbelievable. Gemara continues, Nirba Yatzil. How about if somebody is raped? Somebody sodomized. So he should be able to save because he witnessed. Kishanirba, Kishanirba Me'achorav, from behind. Ho Regverovea Yatzilu. What about the murderer and the attacker themselves? They're krovim to themselves. They're related to people. And if you say you're a witness right at the moment of the act, shouldn't they ruin the whole group? So Ishtik. So Abai did not have an answer. He also lakami to Rava. Rava comes along and saves the day. Amalei says, no. None of this is shayach. Yakum davar. He says the Edim establish the thing. Bimekaime davar akasim medaber. So we're only talking about bimekaime davar. What does that mean? Rashi says, mekaime davar is contrasted to, third to last line, avalo ba'ose hadavar. It's going to underline that Rashi. Not by people who are involved in the act. Osei davar. What does this mean? So the way the Achronim understand Rashi, the way that the Tumim says it and others, is that Nimsa Echad Karva Pasal only applies to Edim Psulim. But by a Baal Davar, that's not an Eid Pasal. He doesn't have the status of an Eid at all. He's Mufka from being an Eid. The Tumim gives an example. Just like we say, Cheresh Odev Katan, Eved Isha Akum. Those six people. The Tumim say, Cheresh Odev Katan, Isha. An Isha is a Pasal Eid? No, an Isha is not an Eid. An Akum, a non-Jew. A non-Jew is a Pasal witness? No, he's not a witness. Some people are just Mufka. They're not considered witnesses. Cheresh Odev Katan, Eved Isha Akum. Those six people. So this Gemara, how many Achronim understand Rashi and the Gemara Papshutas or Gemara is that b'mekaymi davar kaz medaber v'lo ba'osei adavar. Osei adavar, people involved, you're a bal davar is not a pasal aid. He's not an aid. He's not an aid. He's not a pasal aid. Nimsa echad only applies to pasal aidim. Not by people who are so involved, they're not, they don't establish the event, they are the event. And therefore, you wouldn't have the problem of Nimsa Echad, Karov, O Pasal. Okay, he finishes Harug and Horeg and Rovei and Irba. All of those are not problematic. Good. Amar Rebbe Yossi. Says Rebbe Yossi. So at the last line, so how do you know? Right, two brothers, that's what you have to say, they gave the Hasra. So, how do you know, what do you say to the witnesses? How do you know what their kavana was? What's the question on? Tosas explains, the little Tosas, how do you know by Dine Mominus? By Nefashos, you know if there was Hasra. By Mominus, there was no Hasra. So how do you know what the purpose of these witnesses are? Hechi Aminan Lahu. So Amar Rava, Hachi Amar Lahu. This is what you say to them. Lamech Ze Asisu, Olasu De Asisu. Did you come to see what's going on? Did you come to be a spectator? Or Lasudi? Or did you come to be an aid? What did you come for? Iamrina Lasude, if you say they came to testify, then Nimsechar Karv Apostle, do some Batela. Iamri Lamechsi also, if they just came to see, then Mayasu Shneyachim, Sharo Be'echa Shaharag Es Hanefesh. That's what you ask them. And again, the Ritva would say, the Ritva we just mentioned from Kiddushin, this is only a Shaila by Ede Birur. By Ede Kiyam, you don't ask them, because they're already status of Edim from the moment of the action. This question is only asked, the Ritva would say, by Ede Birur. Okay, Tosfos asks an interesting question. In Las Huday, Tosfos says, 1 minute. If you always come and ask them, so why can't, you know, many times the murderer has relatives standing there, so why can't they come to court to save their relative? They'll come to court and say, I was there to be a witness, and I'm coming to be a witness. Why couldn't they always save their relative? So Tosfos says, no. You ask the Edim Ksherim why they came. That's what you have to ask. The Amrina La Edim Ksherim La Ashudeim Apsulim Asidu. Ilam Echsi Asisu Below Psulin. And if not, are you coming to be made with these apostle people or not? That's what you focus on the Edim Ksherim, not on the Edim Psulim. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, last line. Itmar Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel Halacha Kareb Yosi. For Halachman Amar Halacha Karebi. Right, the halacha is that there's Nimsa Echad both by Mamanis and Nefashis. Not for now, but remember, we had a discussion of the Ksos and the Nesivis in the past. We discussed it when we discussed this in Sanhedrin and also the beginning. And that is there a principle of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle by judges? You have it by witnesses. That's in the Gemara. What about by judges? So that's a discussion of the Achronim. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara, but that's what we discussed from the Ksos. We had Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. We had that you could have a court with one Yoshvei Kronos. There must be some guy that knows, even though the rest of Yoshvei Kronos. So it sounds like Yoshvei Kronos aren't problematic, right? So it sounds like from that Gemara and Daf Gimel and Sanhedrin that there is no problem of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle by judges. The deceivist there says no. Yoshvei Kronos, they don't have a shame dayan. Like we just said here, there's no shame aid. There's no shame dayan. It's not apostle dayan. So a similar discussion that we have by judges. Okay, weiter. Let's say there are two sets of witnesses that witness an event. They both see it from two different windows. The Echad Masrebo, and there's one guy in the middle giving Hasra. So, Be'emsa, in the middle. Bizman Shemiksos and Rowan Eluas Elu. If each of the witnesses, if one from each group could see each other, so then Hare Elu Edus Achas. It's one Eidus. If they could see Eidus, if they could each see each other, so that it's considered one Eidus. One Eidus for what? Rashi says that you have to be mazim all of them in order to give them the punishment. V'imlav hare elu shte eduyos. And if they can't see each other, it's considered two separate eduyos. This is what we quoted yesterday. L'fichach, therefore, im nimseis achas behen zomemes, and therefore if one of the group is proved to be a zomem, that's okay. Who? The defendant is still killed based on the other group. The hain, and this group that was proven to be zomemin neharagin, vashnia petura. Right, and the second one is pater, because of course the second one is pater, because they told the truth. Rebiosi omer, la'olame neharagin, achayu shnei edav, masrin bo. That's the chumra of Rebiosi. Or that's the chumra, the din of Rabbi Yossi. You're only considered an aid if the aidim give the hasra. That's it. Shneimar al pi shnayim eden. Al pi shnayim eden, but he darshes that to be asra. Davar acher, another din that we learn out from that pasuk, and this halacha is l'kuli alma. It's not just for Rabbi Yossi. Davar acher, al pi shnayim eden, shalotei Sanhedrin, shomas mit pi haturgaman. The Sanhedrin cannot hear from a turgaman, from a translator. That's the halacha. The Sanhedrin themselves have to understand 70 languages, as we know all the many languages, because they have to know straight from the Edim to hear what is going on. What is the reason for that? What's the reason? So look at the Nemuki Yosef here. The Nemuki Yosef quotes two reasons. Number one is Shema Yachlif HaTurgaman B'Lashon HaEdus. Maybe the Turgaman is not going to exactly give the proper testimony, right? There's always something lost in translation, number one. And number two, Va'od, Kishayishmu Hein Mipiya Edim, Yitakin Lam Lachros Am Yosef. They'll be able to do better Drisha V'Chakira, self-examination, if they're talking to the witnesses and they're not going through a translator. The Radvaz says a third shot, because there also will be Edush Yeta Yachal HaZima. Because if they're proven to be Zomim, then you go back to the witnesses. We said that? He got it wrong. No. He messed up. It wasn't Tuesday. We said Wednesday. But in our language, Wednesday is Mitvach. And he thought it was, right? It's Eidah Shiyat HaYachal HaZima, says the Radvaz in the Tshuva. So that's the third idea why we always require that Sanhedrin doesn't hear me, P.M. Maturgaman. Pashtus is just talking about witnesses. We'll have to talk about tomorrow. Does it also apply to Ba'ali Dinim? Could the Ba'ali Dinim use translator? That's the Sugya of lawyers. The sugya of lawyers. Do they have to testify themselves or not? By the Shem, we'll touch on that tomorrow. But now let's continue. Amar of Zutra Bartovia Amarav. Minayla Edis Miuchedes Ipsula. How do we know Edis Miuchedes is possible? What Edis Miuchedes? Where the witnesses themselves within a group don't see each other. One over here, one over here. Not two over there and two over there. But how do you know it's possible? Shanam Marlo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad. You're not allowed to kill based on the testimony of one witness. So my echad, what does one mean? Ilema eid echad mamish. Doesn't mean really one witness. So mereisha shemin Allah. You know that from the first half of the pasuk. Al pi shnayim eidim. Ela my echad, echad echad. Echad just mean one and one. What's called eidus miyuchedes. They don't know about each other. You can't put the death based on that. Tani nami haki, the Braisa also says, lo yumas al pi eid echad. Lo havi, to include, shnayim sharon also echad michalon zeh, echad michalon zeh, ve'ein roen zeh na zeh, she'ein mitztarfin. They're not mitztar if they don't combine, if they don't see each other. Ve'lo od, ela afilu bezeh achar zeh, bechalon echad ein mitztarfin. Even if in the same window, they're not going to be mitztarif. Says like about 1 minute. I'm going to leave Pavel Abaya. Hashta uma echad mechalon zeh vechad mechalon zeh. If one in each window, the high kachazi kule maisa, the high kachazi kule maisa, they each see the entire maisa. Amit lo mitzarfi. You already said they don't combine. If they each saw the whole act, they just didn't see each other. So bezeh zeh. If it's one after another, the high kachazi palga de maisa, the high kachazi palga de maisa, they each saw only half an act. Me boy, of course that's not going to work. Of course it's not going to work if they only see half an act one after another. So what's the havamina? So Amar Lei, thank you. Amar Lei, thank you. So Lo Nitzricha Ella, what's the case? Lo Boel Es HaErva. The case is where they witness Arias. What's the Chiddush? There, each part of the act is considered the whole act. And that's a case, it's an extended Avera. It's not just at one moment. And that's the chiddush of the case. Even if it's an extended aveira, if they see one after another, that's also not good. They are not mitzarif. Rabbeinu Chananel here says, Rishon ra hachnasas atara, vasheni ra habia. Ki'ilu zeh ra hamaisa kula, vzeh ra hamaisa kula. They each witness a different part of the aveira. The Ritva here expands and says, you know what? It must be that it's any extended aveira. Because if you look at the Rambam, says the Ritva, the Rambam quotes this case about Chilul Shabbos. So you see, the Rambam doesn't think it's specifically something to do with the Maisa Arayas. So it's any extended Avera where you can witness different parts of it, and it could be considered the whole thing. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rava, Ima you rowin as Hamasra, O Hamasra rowin oso, mitztarfin. As long as they saw, question is, what exactly is this referring to? Is it talking about the one or the two? Let's say it's talking about the one on each side. If they see the one giving the hasra in the middle, or the masra sees them, mitztarfin, that's good enough to be mitztarif the witnesses. That's how some Rishonim understand it. V'yama Rava, masra sha'amru, the masra that they said, the one who gave hasra, afilu mipi atzmo. Even mipi atzmo, what does that mean? What does mipi atzmo mean? Rashi says it means the one who was killed. even if the one who was killed could give the hasra. If you look in the Rambam, it sounds like it means even himself, mipiatzmo, the one who killed. How do you give yourself hasra? How do you give yourself hasra? So explains the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, where the guy says, I know, he says everything that he is, I know that if I kill, the Torah says that it's usur, and I'm going to be killed for it, and I'm not asking any yosef. Everything that the witnesses would tell him, he says, and he accepts. That's what mipiatzmo sounds like. But that's what he says. So it's a machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says it means the harug. Rambam says it means the horeg. V'afilu mipi hashed. Wow. Even if a shade gives asra. What's the Rambam going to do with that one? Rambam doesn't believe in shaden, as we said. What am I going to do with that one? So if you look at the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Beis, the Rambam says, afilu shama kol masre velo ra'ahu. That's what he does with shade. You go there and you don't see who gave the, you know, obviously it must have been a guy, he must have run away. You hear a voice from here and you run here and you don't see the person who gave the Asra. That's what shade is. Shade just means a voice that you don't know where the source of it is. That's how the Rambam would interpret this. That's shade. Weiter. Amar of Nachman. Amar, I'm sorry, the Meiri quoted the Rambam and interpreted it. The Rambam seems to say Horeg, and the Meiri was one that said, in the Kesef Mishnah about that he must have given Asra to himself. Amar of Nachman. Not the Ritva. Eidus b'yuchedus k'sher b'dinim amenes. Rav Nachman says you can accept Eidus b'yuchedus b'dinim amenes. One over here and one over there, they don't know about each other. Dichsiv. Lo yumas al pi eid echad b'dinim nefashas hu de'ein k'shera. Ava b'dinim amenes k'shera. Rav Nachman says b'dinim amenes you can trust Eidus b'yuchedus. Separate. Maskev lo Rav Zutra elamayata b'dinim amenes tatzil. If it works b'dinim amenes, so shouldn't you say it works by Dina Nefashis? Why? Because it would be a Kula by Dina Nefashis. And we're always looking for Kulas by Dina Nefashis. V'itzilua Eda. Alam Atnan, uvehein erogin. Why do we say both of them would be killed? Kasha. So, you're right, is B'yachedis, we should save him Messiah, and then we would be able to save the guys, but by Nefashis we don't. Nefashis we don't, that's not a Kula that applies to V'itzilu Ha'eda. But it applies to Mamanis. We discussed back also in Sanhedrin, how far do you take this, that it applies to Mamanis? We discussed Eidus Miuchedes, if one of them says, I saw a loan on Monday, and another one says, I saw a loan on Wednesday, could they be mistarif even though it's different actions? But Lamaisa, Ruben Oshem and money. So could they be mistarif there? So we discussed that then. How far do you take it in Mamanus? Rabbi Yossi Omer, finishing up this section, Rabbi Yossi says, at the end of the Mishnah, that you only apply it by Nefashis, but Dinim Mamanus, Nimsa Achel Krav Apostle doesn't apply, and the Rebbe says applies to both, but you have to give the Hasra. Last section. Amalei Rav Pavli Abaya mi islei l'Rav Yossi hai svara. Does Rav Yossi say this svara that he has to give the hasra? V'hatzan Rav Yossi Omer hasoni ne'erag b'beishu k'muad u'musra. You don't even need hasra sometimes. A sone, somebody who's halachically a hated person, is killed even without hasra because it's as if he already has hasra. He's a musra. He's already considered having hasra because you know he did it on purpose. Amalei, so Abai answered, "Ahu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda he." Maybe that opinion, that's not Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. The Tani, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Chaver ain't sarach asra. Rabbi Yehuda says a Chaver, a Talmid Chacham, does not need asra. Lefish lo nina hasra el lahavchin bein shogeg lemezin. Because the only need hasra to be machlok be shogeg lemezin, he could assume a Talmid Chacham knows already the difference between shogeg and mezin. That's what's being referred to in the case of sone. So you have a sone. You have a sone tamal chacham, sone chaver. Unusual, but that's what it seems to be, the simple interpretation of the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the last daf in the first parak, getting into the second parak. Remember, the bris is today. Remember, those of you listening, the Parsha Shir again is still on YU Torah and OU, but next week it'll be on OU.org next Wednesday night. And the Ian Shir B'ez Hashem, we'll have another Shir next Tuesday night at 9, after Ma'ariv at 9:30. I think for now the topic will be issues of Knossos, Chiv of Knossos, when it starts. I think that'll be it, but that'll also be up on the OU website.